Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order. If everybody could please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webbit?
Present.
Webble, sorry.
Okay. We're gonna move to item two, board report.
I'm gonna give an update of what is going on in the primary. So the primary staff, students, and Mr. Morris would like to thank Josh the juggler, Josh Watson, for completing our Right to Read Week with his awesome performance on March 4th. They would also like to thank the Children's Concert Society for their Red Campaign program that visited the home of the Littlest Panthers also on March 4th. Some important dates coming up: our Life Touch spring photos will be taken on March 22nd. The mobile dentist will be at the primary on March 23rd. And parent-teacher conferences are rescheduled from March 24th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay, and I will cover Norton Elementary. Quarter three ended on March 10th. Report cards will be sent home the week of March 21st. Third and fourth graders will be taking the Ohio State test and reading on March 23rd and 24th. And eight new Clever Touch interactive boards were currently being installed at NES. The district will be continuing to add additional Clever Touch screens until all classrooms have been updated. Norton Middle School updates, winter sports teams. Norton Middle School cheerleaders won the MAC championship on Sunday, February 6th. Wrestling finished the season undefeated and won the MAC title. 7th and 8th grade boys. Boys 8th grade basketball, 2nd in the MAC championship. Girls 8th grade was 2nd in the MAC championship. And girls 7th grade basketball won the MAC championship and undefeated all season. From the guidance office, they completed building-wide SEL activities on reward day. Main office, the 8th grade trip leaves for Washington, D.C. March 30th for a 3-day trip. The honor merit roll recognition is March 18th, and spring pictures is March 22nd. State testing is Friday, March 25th, ELA 5th and 8th grade, and then Monday, March 28th, ELA 6th and 7th grade. Say Something Week is March 14th, this week through the 18th. Each year, thousands of schools to talk about the Say Something Week. Each year, thousands of schools and youth organizations nationwide participate in Say Something Week, a week of celebrating the importance of trusted adults and upstanders in your community.
And for last, what's going on at the high school? Congratulations to Selena France. She is a National Merit Scholarship finalist, which that is a tremendous accomplishment. She is our first finalist in several years.
That's worth a round of applause.
Yes, it is. And then we have a lot going on in the sports world, and I'm sure you're aware of some of this. Boys bowling team was crowned sectional champs, so congratulations to them. Wrestling team won their 5th straight MAC championship, and they were also crowned the sectional champs. Reed Beto qualified and competed in the Ohio State Championship. Jesse Kine qualified as an alternate for the Ohio State Championships. And do I have to say anything about girls basketball? I mean, come on, that was fantastic. They were MAC championships into the final four. That's just fantastic. We also had 6 students who competed in speech and debate state championships, which were held on March 4th. And lastly, the high school will begin its state testing on Monday, March 28th. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item 3, district report.
Thank you, Mr. Yule. I'm really happy to turn the district report over to Tracy Rainier, who has a special presentation tonight.
Hello,
Tonight, one of the line items on the agenda is very bittersweet for our district and especially for Norton Primary. For almost 30 years, our beloved Miss G has been such an important part of this district and school family. We talk now about mental health and helping our children, but Miss G has been doing that in our district for 30 years. So we have a lot of parents, peer professionals, teachers that are at Primary. We're at Primary here to give you, Pat, our love and our hug. And while we will have a retirement party for her later, someone like Pat Gravenhorst cannot just be on an agenda. We have to come and we have to celebrate her, and you have to know how much she has meant, not just to staff, not just to parents, but what she has done for children. I know, Lewis, your own boys, just how much she meant to them. So, I know, Liz, it's just like, oh! So, for example, first day of school, and this again, for the last 30 years, Miss G would visit the classrooms. And if she were like, when Teresa, when third and fourth grade were here, she might, to the older kids, have read The Custodian from the Black Lagoon and had a fun time just meeting those kids and sharing with them, no matter what. I see you in the hallways, you can give me a high five, I'm gonna give you a high five back, you can, you know, we'll smile at each other. Second graders, and this incredible, I think it's pronounced a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
That thing. So that thing is this huge, monstrous African wood. It's huge, and she would bring it in every year for the students. And then, not only that, but she loves us all so much that she has anaconda chickens. And so for our Green Eggs and Ham Day, for our Dr. Seuss Read Across America, for years and years and years, she has brought in these beautiful pastel-colored eggs. And you can imagine the lessons that we were able to do with the children, that, you know, we're all different on the outside, but we're all the same on the inside. So Miss G has been just the legacy that she's leaving, the love that she has. I mean, we talk about it now, but we've had it in Norton always. We don't have to talk about just instilling social emotional health for our kids, because we started and Miss G has been part of it for just about 30 years, and we love you.
Well, thank you.
Pat, would you like to say anything?
No.
No. We have the box just in this.
Tracy, thank you so much. I think you spoke what everyone feels about Pat, so thank you for doing that. And Pat, thank you for all your years of service.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Ewell.
We're going to move on to item 4, student recognition.
Thank you. We are going to begin with Mr. Eric Morris tonight and our littlest Panthers.
So up front, I have two wonderful young ladies, Lucille Tracy, who is our student of the month, and Miss Kathy Stevens, her classroom teacher. I will say just a couple things real briefly about Lucille. Wonderful smile, always a good friend, and a very quiet leader. But I will say, you know, she's one that you definitely can count on to the littlest things, to the biggest things. She's the one that you would want in your corner, and she's an amazing young lady. And I'm anxious to see what she accomplishes in the next couple of years as she transitions to NES. But just an amazing young lady. So, Steve.
I can't say enough about this young lady. She's as sweet as she is cute. academically, she gives her whole heart. She wants to be as smart as her older sister. She just strives for that. She's a friend to everyone in the classroom. From day one, they knew her name. Like, they knew Lucy. She gives new meaning to this to the saying, I love Lucy. She's as precious as they come. She's always volunteering to help. Like Mr. Moore said, she is an amazing quiet leader. There will be some times when I'll see somebody doing a good job and I'll say, nice job sitting in your seat correctly. And immediately she makes sure that she's sitting perfectly like that student because she wants to do what's right all the time. I have a class of wonderful, wonderful kindergartners this year. And when I was looking at them, there were so many that fit the requirements as far as the kindness and the caring and the academics and the effort. And she still stood out like a shining star. I mean, she had it all and then a little more. And I know when I told Mr. Morris that Lucy was gonna be the student of the month for kindergarten this month, he said, very good choice. Mm-hmm. So we all know how great she is, and she has a heart of gold and is going to do many, many, many things in her academic career.
Next, we want to welcome Mr. Brady Sackett, who is our principal at Norton Elementary.
So we have here with us tonight our NES student of the month, Cooper Hauck, and his teacher, Mrs. Kozak. And when I got the message that Coop was going to be our student of the month, man, it just made me just so proud. Coop's my boy. You know, and I say that jokingly because, you know, when we get to know students, you know, some of them just brighten your day every single time you see them. And that's Coop. We seem to run into each other every day, whether it's lunch table or car rider or whatever. And I found out a couple things about you. Mrs. Ebner said that you got your first 8-point buck, is that right?
Wow.
And a 12-inch bat, no. 12, well, what was the weight?
A pound bat,
yes. They're like Anna, and that's it. I gotta hear those stories sometime soon. But Coop and I actually had a chance to bond over his love for homemade barbecue sauce this year. And
BBQ
sauce, that's right. And it sounds simple, but how do you make it?
Two ketchups and one mustard.
Two ketchups, one mustard, every day. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but every day he called me over. Hey, check this out, check this out. You know, he said, when are we going to get this in the cafeteria for everybody? And, you know, he mix it up. Doesn't matter what it is, right? Fries, whatever you got. So he kept on me. When we get it. So, you know, I go to kitchen. Hey, Coop's asking for a big bowl of this, you know, BBQ sauce. But unfortunately, the demand isn't as great as BBQ sauce. So, I'm here, homemade barbecue sauce, catching fish, catching deer. You're my man. Tell us why you chose Coop.
Well, Coop is the kind of student who is always helping everybody. He's the person who helps clean up things at the end of the day. He comes in, he puts the chairs down. Whenever there is someone that needs help, he's right there to help them. He's a great student, always works hard, turns in his assignments. Just an amazing student.
Yeah, I love Coop. Man, he can be great. Something about him.
Next, Mr. Travis Dobbins from Norton Middle School.
I have the privilege of introducing Zach Burnett. You know it's special when two of his teachers show up to present to the board. Obviously, he's picked for his leadership skills on the field. He's a football player for the middle school team. He's going to try basketball next year, and I'm trying to talk him into track. But his leadership in the classroom, I think, is what ultimately got him this award from the seventh grade team. There was a lot of students that were nominated this month, and they were adamant that Zach should definitely be a middle school student of the month. Mrs. Carpenter and Mrs. Flynn.
I knew that we had to choose Zach when I gave a journal entry about what does kindness mean to you, and he's the kindest person you know. I don't know if you know this or not, but when I walked around the room, the kids had written down, Zach is the kindest like numerous times. And that's saying a lot in seventh grade because kids don't usually call out other kids for being the kindest kid. But then in the next class, Zach's name came up again. So it wasn't just in your class, it was throughout the day. I kept seeing your name and I thought, well, that's pretty nice if you're seeing that. But I can come in every single morning. I start my day with Zach. And every morning, comes in, sits down, and he just has this like, hey, I'm ready. It's like that game face on. And he just starts my day, and you know that you have to be the shining star. My morning, Zach, you know you have to be the shining star in the morning. Because we have a crazy first grade class. But he's just ready to work, and he's always smiling, and he's always ready to go. And no matter what the assignment is, he just gets started, and he just goes right through it. And I'm just grateful that I'm your teacher this year, because you got me through this year. Seventh grade. But always positive, and always smiling, and always kind to everyone, and I love having you in class this year.
He's a role model. He's a leader. A lot of other students do look up to Zach. He's always smiling, he's always joking around and having a good time, but he knows when to get serious and he knows when it's time to buckle down and really work. And there just really isn't enough positive things that I feel like the seventh grade team could say about the type of person and the type of student that Zach is.
And every one of your teachers, as soon as we said your name, they were like, absolutely, it has to be Zach. So congratulations.
And finally, from our Norton High School, Mr. Ryan Shaner.
Speaking of 8-point bucks, should I say how my day started?
Yes.
So, yeah, we actually, well, Liz knows, we had 7 a.m. this morning, we were cutting a deer out of whose antlers got caught in our soccer net on the practice soccer field. Couldn't get loose. So I'm going to add that to my chapter when I write a book of all the crazy stuff that I do. 7 a.m. cutting a deer out of a soccer net. Before I get to these two young ladies real quick, this is Lillian Kendall. She's a senior at the high school. She's our March Career Tech Student of the Month. And this is Cameron Everling. She is also a senior. And she is our March Student of the Month. I do want to acknowledge Phil Wallace. I know he didn't know I was going to do this. It probably embarrassed him, but if you knew Phil, graduated last year, and obviously it's so great to see him because he's going into the education field. He's going to school and playing basketball at Pitt Bradford, and he actually came back last week to do some observations and everything else. And I just love being able to see young people, great young people like him, kind of going into the profession. So. Phil, good on you. Really glad you're here tonight as well. So I'm going to start with Lillian. So this is Lillian Kendall. She is our Career Tech Student of the Month, and she is in the Animal Science program up at Copley. And I could say all kinds of things about her and her background. She likes to write short stories. She's worked at Arby's for 2 full years. She actually started her externship today, right?
She started early last week.
Oh, you told me it was going to be today.
I started early.
You blew it. It sounded better. I'm just kidding. So she's great. So she started her externship as part of the program. And she's actually going to be going to Vet Tech School starting July 5th this summer.
Yeah.
So it's coming up on her. So I'm really excited about that for her. But every time we talk about the Career Tech students and the Career Tech program, it's amazing because what makes them so great as part of the program is their passion for it. So I remember last year, you're a junior, you're in the animal science program. So if you don't know what that is, it's students that want to work with animals, maybe go into veterinary medicine, vet tech, that kind of stuff. And I was covering a class last year, it was a Panther Time room, I think, and you were in there. And all of a sudden, I'm just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden, Lillian comes up and, hey, Mr. Shaner, you want to see some pictures? And of course, that could go about 10 different ways. Pictures of what, Lily? And she's like, oh, I got these great pictures of all these animals I'm working with. And I'm not kidding, it was a 15-minute discussion and dialogue and picture showing of this rabbit and this dog we're doing this with. And of course, I'm like, oh, great, Lily, and another picture of another animal. I can't wait to see it. No, I'm just kidding. But once again, just the passion comes out. And obviously, it's what the career tech programs are all about. She found her passion, she knows what she wants to do, and she's going to tackle it full force. So congratulations, Lillian. We'll make sure I give you the right one. So congratulations to you. There you go. All right, just stay up here with us for just a second. And then this is Cameron Everling. And Cameron is, let's see, you're the captain of the soccer team and track team, National Honor Society, Pep Club, Key Club. I guess I can keep going, lots of other things. She actually works at Durbin's as well, so you may have seen her there. You also play a lot of club soccer as well. Likes to hang out with her boyfriend, Jaden. That's what she told me, just saying. Jaden Fuller. But think about Kim, she's also going to Malone, and she's gonna play soccer at Malone as well. So obviously wish her luck with that. I told her this when I told her she won. She has actually set the record. It's an unofficial record, but nonetheless, I swear she's finished second on Student of the Month like 7 times. So when she won, I was so happy because she was nominated last year as a junior, which is kind of rare too. And so when she finally nailed it down, I was so excited because obviously she's very deserved. Now, teachers love her. She's a wonderful young lady. But I got to tell you a quick story about Cam. So I knew her mom and coached her mom, Miss Jessica Day Watson, way back in the day. And I remember when Jessica had a baby many years ago. Cam, I think, is like a junior, and I see mom, and I'm, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm Cam's mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember when Cam was born, how old am I, and how long have I been here? That was one of those, like every time I see Cam, and I see her mom, it's like that aha moment, I've been doing this way too long. So here's Cam, and I remember when she's born, but now here she is, this wonderful, young, successful young lady, and I'm really excited to see really what both of you guys do in the future. So congratulations, Cam. Congratulations, Lillian. And here's a speech as well. All right. Thank you.
One of my goals for Mr. Shaner is to try and get him to open up to people a little bit. So we've been working on that, and I think we're starting to see some of the impact of that.
All right. If we're going to take a short recess to congratulate the Students of the Month, but in the meantime, before we do that, can I have all the Students of the Month come up front, please, with your certificates and take a picture with Mr. Addis. Okay, we're moving on to item 5, public participation. The community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desire more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employees' names in this forum. We have one person signed up, Linda Linden, to discuss bus driver issues.
They never work when you want them to.
Thank you.
They never work until you don't want them to.
Yeah, not when you. Yeah, when you want them to, they don't work.
Good evening. As you stated, I'm Linda Linden, live on Gardner Boulevard, and I am Norton City School Bus Driver. Norton City School Bus Drivers are here for a second time to appeal to you, our school board, in an effort to find resolve in the issue of maintaining current drivers and attracting new ones. We continue to stress the need for fair wages and incentives, accommodating the needs of our students, who we call our children,
We take this position to heart and call it not only a job, but it is who we are. We don't just come out before the sun, drive it in adverse conditions, and go home and call it a day. We mold our personal lives around the needs of these children. Lending an ear, extending a compliment, sharing in their victories, offering encouragement, and providing them with consistency and reliability they may not otherwise encounter. We are told, see something, say something. Today I say to you, Norton School Board, there is a desperate need to not only keep, but attract drivers. Desperate times call for desperate measures, so let's be practical. Hear something, do something. We've previously shown how far behind Norton is in comparison to surrounding districts. Ranging $17.29 to $23 an hour, Norton is at $16.37, topping out at $19.87. This is a driver with over 20 years of service at Norton. How can we compete? A local district 3 miles away recently posted hiring drivers between 22.44 and 26.37 based on their experience. We have drivers with many years of experience not even coming close to that wage. How can our drivers not be persuaded by these numbers? Loyalty should be rewarded. Help us work this problem. We feel defeated, anxious, stressed. You have the power to find resolve. Please use it. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Linda. We're gonna move on to item 6, the agenda. Do we have any additions or corrections?
Is there anybody else that wants to speak?
I'm sorry. My apologies, I took one step too far here. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in public participation that may not be signed up? Okay, I'm seeing none, sorry about that. Now we'll move on to item 6, the agenda, additions and corrections. Are we going to remove the executive session?
No.
We're going to keep it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I am seeing no additions or corrections. So can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes 4-0. Item 7, board business. And nothing. All right, we're going to move on to item 8, the approval of minutes. Can I have a motion for approval of minutes, items A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I'm seeing none. Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. With one absence. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. We're going to move on to Section 9, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Recommendations, items A and B?
So moved.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one absent. Superintendent's recommendations, personnel. Can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Second.
Did you second it?
No, you said.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any discussion? Okay. Can we please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0 with one absence. Can I have a motion to approve substitutes items B and C?
So moved.
Second.
You?
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one absence. Can I have a motion to approve stipends and supplementals items D and D through F?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one absent. All right. Can I have a motion to approve item G, increase in hours?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one absent. Consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items H through P?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Seeing none, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0 with one absent. Superintendent reports.
No, thank you, Mr. Yule. We've gone through everything.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to enter into executive session for the discussion of employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one absence. We will not have any decisions or votes upon exiting from executive session.
Okay.
Now out of executive session, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay. We are now adjourned. Thank you.
Discussion.